If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hundreds dead in earthquake.
Many families now are under the rubble. Our team's trying to save them.
Ohio train derailment.
If you are in the evacuation zone, you need to leave.
Beyoncé's big night.
Breaking the record for the most Grammy wins of all time.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, more than 1,500 deaths are blamed on a major earthquake centered near the border of Turkey and Syria. It was a magnitude 7.8, and there have been many strong aftershocks. Reports say it was felt up to 1,000 miles away. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
Some people, still trapped under the rubble, are posting videos of themselves on social media begging for help. The early morning 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck as most people slept. Since then, there have been dozens of aftershocks, the most recent and strongest measuring 7.5. Just over the border in the last rebel-controlled corner of Syria, which is packed with some 4 million people displaced from the country's long and brutal civil war, even more misery as the smallest survivors are pulled from the rubble and as hospitals overflow with the injured and the dead. The opposition's Syrian civil defense, known as the White Helmets, are no stranger to rescuing people from large-scale destruction, but even they have never witnessed anything like this.
Northwest Syria now, it's disaster area. We need help from everyone to save our people.
Here at home, there are reports of a magnitude 3.8 earthquake in western New York this morning. No word on any damage. There have been evacuations after a freight train derailment and fire in Palestine, Ohio. Reporter Jessica Guay of affiliate KDKA says there are concerns an explosion could release toxic gas.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
A drastic change in temperature inside one of the toppled rail cars prompted that emergency warning late last night.
This catastrophic failure will, if it occurs, it will produce hydrogen chloride and phosgene gas into the atmosphere. We need you to leave now.
Since Friday, the flames continue to burn out of control from the heap of rail cars tossed across and on top of each other.
I just could not fathom all the fire.
About half of the 100 cars from this freight train derailed Friday, creating this massive blaze. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, but federal investigators with the NTSB say a preliminary review says two videos show a mechanical issue with the rail car axle. Authorities say at least 20 of those cars were carrying hazardous chemicals.
Today, China accused the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force in the shooting down of that suspected spy balloon, and it says the action against what it calls a civilian aircraft has damaged the effort to stabilize relations. U.S. military shot it down Saturday off the coast of the Carolinas. Teams of divers have been retrieving what they can. CBS News national security contributor H.R. McMaster.
I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us. It's really time for us to recognize that the Chinese Communist Party is engaged in this sustained campaign against the United States. And maybe we should take other actions that are similar to shooting down a balloon, which is maybe not underwriting our own demise with investments in China.
Overseas, Israeli forces killed 5 Palestinian gunmen linked to the militant group Hamas. This happened in a raid at a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Ukraine's government predicts Russia could launch a major new offensive as soon as next week. Weeks of intense fighting continue to rage around the city of Bakhmut and other towns in the eastern part of Ukraine. Pakistan has blocked access to Wikipedia in the country, alleging the site has not removed blasphemous content that insults Islam. Critics call it a crackdown on digital rights.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
32 is the all-time number to beat now after last night's Grammy Awards on CBS. Beyonce is the queen.
It's Renaissance, Beyonce.
Big night for Beyonce, who now holds the record for most Grammy wins ever. She held back tears while accepting Best Dance Album for Renaissance.
I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre.
Lizzo snagged record of the year.
I wanted to make the world a better place, so I had to be that change to make the world a better place.
Best new artist went to jazz singer Samira Joy, and Harry Styles wins album of the year for Harry's House.
This doesn't happen to people like me very often, and this is so, so nice. Thank you very, very much.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Tickets for Beyonce's first tour in 6 years go on sale today. Ticketmaster, which had a Taylor Swift meltdown late last year, says it's made changes to try to avoid a repeat and filter out more bots. Dean Budnick is a music writer and Ticketmaster critic.
Ticketmaster's clients are not the concert goers. Ticketmaster's clients are the venues and the promoters. And so when customers get outraged, Ticketmaster, historically, they've always been willing to sort of put on the asbestos suit and take the heat.
A new Associated Press poll shows just 37% of Democrats want President Biden to seek a second term, down from 52% just before last November's midterm elections. A new CBS News poll is out on the economy.
Positive views of the nation's economy have ticked back up a bit, although they remain a long way from good, as 6 in 10 Americans still think the economy is in bad shape.
And Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto says 89% of all Americans believe either minor or major changes are needed in police procedures in the U.S. Federal investigators are looking into a close call at the airport in Austin, Texas. A FedEx plane had to call off plans to land on a runway where a Southwest flight had been given clearance to take off. Actor Charles Kimbrough has died.
Good evening and welcome to FYI. For your information tonight,
he played the no-nonsense anchorman on the CBS sitcom Murphy Brown. The Emmy and Tony nominee was 86 years old. And the family of Texas lawyer Harry Whittington says he has died at 95. In 2006, he made headlines when then-Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot him while the two were hunting. Whittington took the blame for it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Insurance is no bargain in a time of inflation.
Chances are you're paying much more this year than last for your auto insurance.
Between 2022 and 2023, we saw just under a 14% increase.
Bankrate insurance analyst Kate DeVenter says claims have simply gotten more expensive.
The general inflationary economy, the cost of parts and labor, materials, the cost of medical care in the aftermath of an accident.
DeVenter says the national average cost for full coverage auto insurance is now about $2,000 a year. Peter King, CBS News.
One of the NBA's most controversial figures is on the move. Just days after issuing a trade demand, Kyrie Irving has been dealt by the Brooklyn Nets to the Dallas Mavericks for two players and a package of draft picks. Irving is an all-star who had to sit out home games last season because he refused the COVID vaccine. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.